My name is Pat Torme. Today I'm going to show you how to use user controls inside Microsoft's Universal Applications. To start with, I'm going to do this a little bit differently. Instead of building it up, I'm going to actually show you what the application looks like, and then we'll take it apart and see how I built it. The idea behind user controls is to have reusable components. This requires us to take a look at the application. In this case, it's a dart game called Cricket, and see if we can identify repeatable patterns. Now, cricket is a very interesting game. It's played around the world, typically in taverns. And what the idea would be is that people are going to shoot at the dart scores, 20 through 15, and the bullseye. Now, what happens is the first person, just to give you a little bit of the game, would shoot the first dart. Let's make this Pat and then not Pat. And so the game would begin by figuring who shoots first. And then Pat, that would be me, we shoot the first dart, and then put a stripe across there saying that the first dart was in. When you get two darts in there, that completes it for representing three darts of it as a total. And every dart after that is whatever value that score is on 20s. So if I hit three 19s and one more, it would be doing the math of 59. Now what happens is the game is played until the other person also gets three of each. That blocks the score out, so that number 20 can't be used anymore. And 19's open, so the person would try to go after maybe 18 to see if they could score a couple there to get a higher score than I have. And when they beat me, they'd be very busy trying to close me out, that's what they call it, by coming back here and shooting that three so I have no place else to score. The game ends because nobody has any place to score and somebody's ahead of the game. So in this case, not Pat, we can't have that. Okay, now I'm winning again. Anyway, in this case, Pat would win because I'm ahead of the game. So you get the general idea how the game is played. What's interesting about this game, though, is that there's a repeatable pattern. In fact, there's several of them. If you look at this thing right here, by itself, it's a control. Each one of these, I didn't replicate it by doing massive if statements all the way down. Each one of these is exactly the same control, just configured a little bit differently. More importantly, the entire row you're looking at, right across here, is one control, and this one happens to have the value of 20, 20 points. So what you have going on here is this simple set of rows that each have exactly one user control in it, and the user control inside of that has two other user controls. And of course the two X's and the three X's are just buttons. Alright, let me show you how that would look if you were to take it apart. Before we dive in, we need to take a look at what a user control is. Put very simply, a user control is a visual component that you assemble from other controls, and then you can reuse it anywhere you want in your application. Let's take a quick look. I'm going to come over here to my user control demo. I'm going to add a new item. I'm going to look for the user control. And I'll just leave it saying my user control 1 for now. User controls are available in Windows Universal Apps and in Windows Desktop Forms. You know, the old stuff. And as you can see at the moment, there's nothing there. So all I really need to do is go into my toolbox and get all my XAML controls. Well, we'll pick common and put a button on there. And I'll put a checkbox on there. And maybe I'll do something else. A date picker. Now the reason I'm doing that is just to show you that you assemble user controls from existing components you already have, but they can each be tailored any way you need them to do. User controls can contain events, they can have properties that are exposed publicly, they can have methods inside that do any particular task you need them to do. And they can expose all that to the public, which is the key. I'm going to save that and build it just to make sure it's been built. Then I'll close my user control, and this is where things get interesting. Back in my design screen, my user control one shows up right here, and I only need to drag it and drop it. Now by itself, that wouldn't save you very much. If I run it, and there you have a button, a checkbox, and the date. All right, like I say, that doesn't save you a lot to start with, but let's see what you can do with it. I'll just go back into design mode, add another user control. In this case, maybe I'll go to something a little bigger so we can see it. And I'll have another user control. And run that. Now what goes on here is each of these user controls is completely independent. This checkbox doesn't know anything about that checkbox. This control here doesn't know anything about this control over here. So you can quickly see that if you can find patterns, these patterns that are repeatable in your application, a user control is an excellent way to encapsulate them. I'm going to go back on this page. This is the navigation application. And I'm going to go look at the hit counter. The hit counter is simply a picture box. And what I do is I bring in an asset, which is this, just a little image I drew. I have a 1x, a 2x, a 3x, and none. And that's all this control does. 3, 2, 1, none. That's it. Go back, and we'll take a look at what would happen if I decided I wanted to put them all together into a single dart control. Now this, I'm calling a dart control, but as you see on this end, there is my user control for the hit counter. User control for the hit counter. The control itself is smart enough to know how to tally up its score and how to close itself out. Now with that in mind, all I have to do is assign that variable right there, the 2,0. Now let's get go look at some code and see what's going on behind the scenes on all this. On this side we have my user controls. I made a separate directory for the user controls themselves. I started with the sample application for the nav pane. Anyway, I put some assets in here. There's a dartboard sample. I'll show you what that looks like. There's a dartboard. We're not using this in the application at the moment, but I might later. And as you can see, it has 20, 19, 18, 17, 15, and the bullseye is all scorable points. My solution explorer, though, this is where the trick comes in. I have my hit counter control, and my hit counter control has this interesting property. All it is a picture box of none. I hope you can see this. A picture box of none, and the picture boxes all sit right on top of each other. So I have the visibility collapsed, except for the simple one I'm showing right now, visible. And I have it stretched to fill, and it's just an image box sitting there, one on top of the other. Okay? That's all there is to that. Look at the control, the code behind it. I have an enum to make sure I don't have to handle the choices, none, one, two, or three. The hit counter initializes, just as any other control initializes or form. And then I run through a little switch statement. This is probably could have been written more elegantly, but you'll get the idea. When somebody says show image to it, which is a public void, it runs through the switch and just says, okay, if you say one, show one visible, otherwise collapse the rest of them. Like I say, that could have been a little more elegant, but it does the job. So that's all the hit counter is doing. Again, it's just a series of picture boxes sitting on each other. Now the dart control, is a hit control here, cleverly labeled left hit control, another one on the other side cleverly labeled hit counter control, and then this is a text box, or the label I guess, and these are just buttons. Button single left, button double left, button triple left. So you can imagine what happens from here. Here, there's a little display for receiving the value 20, 19, 18, 17. So let's go look at the code on that. It gets a little more interesting, but it's still not very complicated. I have a bool value of 25, and the reason for that, if you remember the original program, the bool doesn't have a triple. Since the bool doesn't have a triple, you can have a one hit and a two hit, and that gives you all three to close it up, but there's no possibility of hitting a triple. I didn't want to write extra code just to handle that, so I decided I would just hardware in the fact that bool value is 25, and then if the base value comes up when it's assigned, this is a public integer, when the base value is assigned, then I compare it to see if it's a bool or not. With a very simple statement, bowler not. Okay? So if it turns out that you assign a 25 to that, he's going to say, hey, my base value is equal to my bull value, or is not equal to my bull value return. Otherwise, just turn the trips off. Okay. I also need the ability to close out the right and the left. And all I do there is I check the hit counters. I say, okay, it's going to be closed if the hits left and the hits right exceed 2. Math isn't all that tough. I need the ability to reset it so I can start the next game. It's exactly what you'd think it'd be. Now, when I load the user control, the only thing I do is I reset everything to make sure the values are 0. I calculate whether it's a bull or not, so I know whether to show that. And then I have a set of events that keeps track of how many times you get hit on the right, what's the current right score. And then from here, it's fairly straightforward math. I say, okay, I'm going to switch based on the right hits from no score to 1, 2, or 3, with the default being for 3, probably completely unnecessary. However, if your hits exceeds 3, and the other team hasn't closed it out already, we're going to score. So I'm just going to add my number of hits minus the 3 that took to close the base number times the base value. All right, there was nothing tricky going on there, okay? We didn't see anything that should scare you. But what I wanted to show you here is what happens. It's just so simple. I have your button. You hit the button single left, I give you 1 point. You hit the click the button double, you get 2, you get 3. I add them up, recalculate the left score, and away you go. Exactly the same thing on the right. Now, the important thing here is not how to play darts. And the important thing here is not the math and the coding behind it. The important thing here is when you look at this application, instead of seeing a matrix full of all of these boxes that have to be maintained and calculations and total them up and all that, all you need to do is look at the process by saying, look, it's a repeatable pattern. And I see that I have these repeatable controls. I designed the controls to simply run that way. Again, the hit counter, just a picture box. Dart control itself has all the knowledge it needs to be a dart control. And that gives me my cricket game. So this is Pat Tormey, and I'm here to show you what it's like to use user controls inside a modern universal application on a Windows 10 machine.